listener production.
Hey there, Alastair Kirkby with your Midwest and Gascoyne local news. Here's what's making news Wednesday, January 25. Communities are calling for clarity amid ongoing power outages. The Shire of Irwin recently saw around 3,000 people get cut off for 12 hours due to a humidity-related fault. Shire President Michael Smith says there needs to be upgrades for the ageing infrastructure.
I think both governments and Western Power need to focus, particularly for the Midwest, on on the extension of the 330 kVA line from Eneabba through to Geraldton, a complete new network, and from that maybe a substation or something like that in towns like Dongriff.
While Western Power spokesperson Mitzi Vance says the team's undertaken work to reduce impact.
We've recently completed significant infrastructure upgrades in the Shire, including replacing around 95 poles, 44 crossarms and 53 insulators.
A woman has been slapped with 40 hours of community service after an incident in Geraldton. She hit two officers with an empty water bottle and tried to block them from a person they were trying to arrest, the woman receiving two counts of assault and one count of obstruction. Western rock lobster is the most popular catch for recreational fishers. That's according to the latest numbers from the Department of Primary Industries, with 660,000 caught between 2020 and 2021. It's the second year in a row the catch has taken out top spot. To local sport, Geraldton has won big at this year's annual State Pelican Championships. Held in Perth, it featured 9 races over 4 days, with the championships awarded to the 2 best out of those, Gero's Finn Preston and Charlie Fong taking out the overall win. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.